Stephen, we got William on the line. Let's get him. William Henry, you're with us.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good. Where are you?
I am on a bus on the Ring Road headed to the Cairo Airport.
Right on.
Stephen Mailer's with us here. So I trust you and your group are safe. No problems there.
I've got about 20 people with me in a big coach with our Abercrombie and Kent people. We're headed to the airport. We've got a plan, and we're just doing the best we can. We passed through a bunch of barricades, people with any weapon they could have. The people are protecting their property. They're very protective of us as well, and they're just hoping for the best. They're just looking for Egypt to shine on. They want a new Egypt, and we're with them.
Are you concerned at all for your own safety, William?
Well, we've been through that phase, George, of the fear, the tears, the agony, but now we're just focused on getting home, and we're all unified. We've been doing a lot of prayer, a lot of meditation. We're supporting each other as best as possible. And, you could say we're on the river denial, but we're not. You know, we're just being positive and staying focused.
William, how close were you to some of these protests?
George, the protests were mostly in front of the museum. We were out by the Giza Plateau. We had tanks surrounding our hotel, fire all night, and just mayhem all around us, except for, the gangs are just the crazy part of it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Now, in terms of creature comforts, while you were there, were you able to get your food, your bedding? I mean, were you okay there?
We were in a very nice hotel that unfortunately was running out of food. We were among the last guests to leave. There are two people that will be flying out tomorrow, but we've got the best people, A&K, are working on it. Abercrombie and Kent, the largest tour group in Africa, are taking great care of us, and we're just sticking together. And our family back in the States have been amazingly supportive, helping us to make travel arrangements and do everything we can because, as you know, the Internet's been out. The phones have been out,
yeah.
So we're just doing the best we can.
Do you see this potential change of government healthy for Egypt?
Absolutely. The people of Egypt are ready for a new Egypt, more free and democratic Egypt, and that's what all this is about. And they need us to be bright lights for them because they don't know the way through this, and we just keep trying to encourage them, to keep them going for this, that's worth fighting for. And to just stay positive.
Well, my prediction, you may see this happen in Iran next.
Well, it's going to spread like wildfire throughout the Middle East here, more than likely. And, all we can do is just be beacons of light for these people and lend the biggest hand that we can.
All right. Well, you be safe, William, and call us whenever you get out of Cairo.
George, before I go, I have 20 people that want to say thank you to you. One moment.
Well, you just all be safe, okay? We'll see you when you get back.
We love you.
Okay.
We'll see you when you get back.
Good old William Henry will be at the Conscious Life Expo. I'll be there giving a speech on a 2012 panel, and he will be there.